ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I'm proud of what I've created.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
How does that grab you?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Well, I'll tell you right after I get violently ill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
How do I come out of such a great introduction like that? I mean, I've got the Munsters there, Grandpa Munster, Herman Munster, the late, of course, Fred Gwynn. Ah, great, great, great TV characters. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, I am the character behind the mic, 27-plus years now. Pedro Fernandez, a reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, of course, tonight in San Jose, California, at the H Pavilion. They call it the Shark Tank. Of course, Strikeforce, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship on the line. Of course, Josh Barnett, former USC Heavyweight Champion, was the 35-6, taking on the 14 or 15-0 Daniel Cormier. A lot of people think Cormier's got a great shot in this fight. Other people think that Josh Barnett's going to win this fight. So that's what's sort of good about this, is that it is a sort of a coin flip type of fight. We're also going to talk about the Fuel TV card. Of course, that was Tuesday night, featuring the Korean Zombie and Dustin Poirier. And the Korean Zombie, now I know why they call him the Korean Zombie, is that he walks through punches like a zombie. I mean, Dustin hit him with some shots, man, and he just kept coming. So that's why I understand now he's got the nickname of the Korean Zombie. Just want to mention that next week, next Saturday, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version will feature both Junior Dos Santos, who will be defending his championship that night against Frank Mir. We'll both have champion and challenger. That's next Saturday on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA version. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. UFC star Dan Hardy will join us at about 20 minutes past the hour. So you are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
Seriously, who can afford sports and concert tickets anymore? And what the f*** is a convenience fee? Now, there's a better way to get great seats at a price you want. Introducing ScoreBig.com, where you can save up to 60% on great sports and concert tickets, even the front row. Tickets on ScoreBig.com are guaranteed to be less than box office price and never have any fees, period. Stop paying fees and start saving big at ScoreBig.com. Enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. ScoreBig.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your Strikeforce MMA report. Of course, Strikeforce going down tonight, May 19th in San Jose, California. In the main event, Josh Barnett, Daniel Cormier. Cormier out of the American Kickboxing Academy. Of course, Barnett, a longtime veteran, former UFC heavyweight champion, had him in the studio a few weeks ago. He's quite a fighter, quite a talker. He'll be a great professional wrestler once he leaves the world of MMA. I mean, he's got those kind of that kind of stand-up material that Ric Flair has. I mean, he's just a great performer with a microphone. But Cormier is no joke. Been working on his ground game, his Brazilian jiu-jitsu. He's a good striker. Barnett is an all-around talented fighter. He doesn't do anything real great, but he does everything real well. And Cormier is going to have to overcome both the experience and, of course, the striking power of Josh Barnett. Will he be able to do so? We'll find out tonight. Of course, that is the main event. Showtime will carry the card at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. But there are tickets still available at the San Jose HP Pavilion for this tonight's card. It'll be a fantastic card. Also on the card, San Francisco's very own Gilbert Melendez taking on Josh Thompson. I mean, everything is on the line for Melendez. Nothing's on the line for Thompson. That's just the way it is. I mean, because if Gilbert Melendez wins this fight, he's on to, like, almost superstardom in the world of MMA and the Strike Force. But if he loses this fight, he's sort of relegated to, like, back to being a mid-level card type of guy. He really wants to be the main event guy. He really wants to be the top guy in his division at 185 pounds. And we think that Gilbert Melendez will prevail tonight in the Strike Force. Of course, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship is what the card is being called, because that's being topped by Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. Mike Kyle and Rafael Cavalente, they are in a middleweight bout. And, of course, those guys, they want to battle Anderson Silva. Anderson Silva, of course, like the best fighter, some people think, in the world of MMA. I happen to not think so, but that's just my opinion. The bottom line is they'll be getting it on tonight on that Showtime card as well. And one of the also televised on this Showtime Strike Force card will be Na Sha Burrell taking on Chris Spang. These guys both can fight. They're both young. They're both looking for attention. They're getting this TV play. And when these young fighters get this TV play, Strike Force, MMA, USC, call it what you want, but when these young fighters get this TV play and it's their initial shot on television, they give it their all. They give 200%. And that's what I expect tonight from Burrell and Spang. Of course, the card starts at 5 p.m. The main events go a little bit later in the evening, but the card starts on television at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time on Showtime. But I will be there tonight at the San Jose HP Pavilion, and I'm trying to track down Ronda Rousey, of course, the hottest star in Strikeforce, no question about that. I mean, she is the women's champion. She's the one bad chick. She's 5-0 with five stops. She's almost broken every girl's arm that she's been in with. She's got five armbar submissions for her entire record. The longest fight she's ever had came against Maisha Tate, and I think that was a fight that lasted 4 minutes and 57 seconds. Her prior four fights hadn't lasted that long in total. So Tate went 4 minutes and 57 seconds. I'm telling you, this chick Ronda Rousey, she can talk the talk, she can walk the walk, and Pedro will hope to tape her for an interview tonight at Strikeforce, a Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship. This is your Strikeforce MMA report. Don't forget, Strikeforce Live tonight on Showtime. That's May 19th, live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Showtime. Of course, live from the HP Pavilion. So if you're anywhere in Northern California, get your butt on down to the HP Pavilion, and you'll enjoy a fantastic night. Because when Strike Force does the HP, the Shark Tank, call it what you want, the house that Gina Carano built, the house that, Kung Lee built, the house that Frank Shamrock built, call it whatever you want. The bottom line is, when Strike Force takes it to the HP Pavilion, it raises the MMA world to a new level. This is your Strike Force MMA report. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways. Now we go to some other MMA news. Earlier this week on Fuel TV, and I know only 30% of the country gets Fuel TV, and that's a bit of a disadvantage if you're an MMA fighter and you're on Fuel TV. But the bottom line is the Korean Zombie, Chan Sung Jung, a decided underdog. I mean, he really came through. I mean, he came through and he stopped Dustin Poirier in the fourth round. Dustin Poirier coming in at 12-1. He was a decided favorite. I mean, like a 3 or 4 to 1 favorite. The Korean Zombie, yeah, he's a good fighter, they thought, but man, they didn't think he'd bring his flying knees into the fight. Of course, flying knees, great elbows, great strikes. He was able to beat Dustin standing up. He was able to beat Dustin on the ground. I mean, it was just an amazing fight, and it's an early candidate for fight of the year when it comes to the world of MMA. There's just no question about it. And of course, now they want to put the Korean Zombie in with like one of the top 2 or 3 guys in the world, and I think he's ready. I really do. I mean, if you watch this main event, and I think Fuel TV is showing it again and again and again because the fight was that good. So if you get a chance, and maybe it's on YouTube, I'm not sure, but if you get a chance to watch this fight, this is a fight you want to see. It was an outstanding card. And, you know, like a shark, when Jung smelled blood, he went for it. I'm talking about the Korean Zombie. He smelled blood, he went for it, and he choked out Justin in the fourth round. He's now 22-6. A crazy, crazy fight. Of course, they were fighting at 145 pounds. It's the UFC featherweight limit. And, of course, now the Zombie, the Korean Zombie, he wants to take on Jose Aldo. Not. I just don't think that's a good fight for the Korean Zombie. Korean Zombie, if I'm your manager, I say you have a couple more fights before you step in there with the almost unbeatable Jose Aldo of Brazil. Some other fights on the card. Brad Tavares was a winner in 3 rounds over Deng Yang. That was 29-28 3 times on the scorecard. Another couple of fights on the card. TJ Grant was a winner in 3 rounds over Carlos Prater, 30-27 3 times on the scorecards. And Cody McKenzie was a submission winner in 1 with a guillotine choke at 305 over Marcus Levasseur. That's some of the results. Of course, all of the results are available at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Now, some good news and some bad news in the world of MMA as far as the UFC is concerned. The good news is that Dana White was discovered with Meniere's disease, and that's not good because he got sick. It's good because they found out about it. And, of course, now this past week he spent some time at the UCLA Medical Center getting surgery for this. What Meniere's disease is it causes an increasing amount of fluid in your ears, in your ear canals. And what it does is it throws your balance off. You get vertigo. You get dizzy. I mean, Dana had to cut a press conference short a few months ago because he was feeling dizzy and the room was spinning. Last week he was at the Casino Rock Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, and he was meeting with the Fertitta brothers, both Frank and Lorenzo, of course, the majority owners of the UFC. They own Zuffa Sports. They own 77% of the company. Dana owns 10% of the company. And the country of Dubai owns the other 13% of the company. But they had this meeting, and then Dana became really dizzy and almost like, you know, lost his balance, almost passed out. So he had to leave the casino in a wheelchair. They wheeled him out, put him in a car, took him home. They had him diagnosed. He's been diagnosed with this Meniere's disease. And unfortunately, unless they can correct this surgically, unless they can find some way to correct this problem surgically, Dana White's probably going to lose his hearing, or a good amount of his hearing. So he might have to get an implant like Rush Limbaugh, you know, the big mouth Rush Limbaugh, when he was taking all that Vicodin, all those painkilling, when he got addicted to painkillers, he was taking like 45 or 50 Vicodins a day. Good God. I remember one time they did surgery on my nose. They took a tumor out of my nose. I took one Vicodin. That was enough. I never wanted to take any pain pills, and I haven't taken any since then because just the effect of it to me were just not cool at all. But Rush was taking 40 to 50 of them. He ended up losing his hearing, and now they put that, they got that little implant behind his head, behind his left ear, and that enables him to hear. So without that implant, he would not be hearing. So that's good and bad news. The bad news is Dana White's sick. The good news is it's been diagnosed, and hopefully it can be treated. Well, some other bad news in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, the UFC light heavyweight champion of the world. That's right, the once beaten John Jones. And, of course, he was only beaten once because he committed a couple of fouls. I mean, he was beaten on Matt Hamill like a drum, and then he hit him with some elbows from the top. You're not supposed to hit guys that are prone laying on the ground with elbows. So he did a couple of elbow strikes, and he was disqualified. But outside of that, John Jones is untouchable in the world of mixed martial arts. Well, guess what? He got popped for DUI this week, suspicion of driving under the influence. We wish him the very best of luck with that. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody. Let me tell you something. Being a former policeman, I know that just about anybody that has a drink and gets on the road is driving under the influence. There's just no doubt about it, okay? One drink sometimes, if you have an empty stomach, can push you over the 0.8 limit here in California. It just happens, okay? You don't think you're drunk. You don't think your driving's impaired. But then again, you're under the influence of alcohol. But the bottom line is John Jones is in a bit of trouble, and we hope that he gets out of that. And, of course, it'll probably be some type of probation. He'll have to go to, like, a class, and, you know, maybe they'll put one of those breathalyzers in his car or something like that for 4 or 5 months, whatever happens to him. But that happened in his native Georgia. We wish John Jones the best of luck with his legal matters. The California kid, Uriah Faber, now 33 years old, of course, a former World Extreme Cage Fighting champion, of course, now fighting in the UFC. The UFC bought the World Extreme Cage Fighting franchise a couple of years ago, and now Faber's like one of the stars of the UFC. And, of course, he was a man that is one of the co-coaches of UFC, the Ultimate Fighter Series 15, with Dominic Cruz. As I mentioned earlier, Dominic Cruz tore his ACL, and that's, you know, one of the major ligaments in your leg. So he tore that out, and he's having surgery. So he's going to be out 6 to 9 months. And now the guy that's taking his place is going to be called Renan Barreiro, who's like 25 years old. He's got 8 years on Faber. Faber's getting old for the world of MMA, especially in these lighter weights. I think some of the heavyweight guys can continue, you know, at a longer pace and for a longer duration of time. Like Randy Couture fought until he was 46, people like that. Okay, but, you know, like Tito Ortiz said on the show just a couple of weeks ago, you can't beat Father Time, and Father Time is sneaking up on the California kid, Uriah Faber, of course, the kid from Sacramento, California. Good fighter, no question about that, world-class fighter, but he's taking on a guy that's 8 years younger than him. That'll be quite a challenge for him. Of course, that's at UFC 148, and that's going down July the 7th. Anderson Silva will be on that card. Tito Ortiz and Forrest Griffin, of course, the farewell fight for Tito Ortiz. He says, win or lose, he's done. He's got to step aside for some of the younger guys, and, you know, he's a realist. Tito's always been a realist. I've had him on the show many, many times over the years, and he's always been a realist. I mean, he's never pontificated. He's never sidestepped questions. He's never BS'd me or anything like that. He's always been straight and to the point. He says, look, win or lose, Pedro, this is it for me. I'm getting out. The reason why I'm getting out is there's too many young guys. I cannot compete with these young guys anymore. So bottom line is Mr. Tito Ortiz is speaking nothing but reality. I wish some of the world, some of the other fighters in the world of MMA would take his hint here and step aside when they get to a certain age. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. We're hoping Dan Hardy calls in the next couple of minutes. If he doesn't, I'll be upset. But if he does, I'll be happier than a pig in slop. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of MMA. Don't even want to go. Even you can change your mood with a little attitude. At the attitude dance. Oh, at the attitude dance. Get a grip. Just drop an attitude chip.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
And again, BJ's just out grappling him as well as out striking him.
He's just pouring blood now, Joe.
I mean, he's really toying with him, yeah. And now he's turning it on.
Yeah. Diego's
a mess.
And Herb Dean's going to check the cut.
Wow.
Baby J!
Wow. That is a gigantic cut over his eye. That's it. There, ladies and gentlemen, is the greatest lightweight in the history of the sport.
Baby J defends!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Often imitated, never duplicated. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, folks. We are honored, pleasure. The fact that my next guest gave us a call and called us on time, because a lot of fighters don't call on time. And when they don't call on time, they call like 15 or 20 minutes late, and then the show's over. And they go, hey, why can't you put me on? Well, because we're doing radio, and you know, radio's like an hour-to-hour type of thing, minute-to-minute type of thing. So I'm really pleased that Dan Hardy's with us. And Dan, how are you today, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's life treating you?
I can't complain. It's doing good at the moment.
Okay, now you've got to, obviously, you got this British accent. Where were you born?
Nottingham, England.
Nottingham, England. Okay. And how long have you been doing MMA now?
I started about 2002, but I trained martial arts before that. I started martial arts when I was six, so I've kind of just done it all my life, to be honest.
Okay. Are you surprised that the world of mixed martial arts is the fastest-growing sport in the world? Does it surprise you at all? I mean, because, you know, other sports have come and gone. And I mean, in some sports, they thought were going to be like NASCAR. They thought NASCAR was going to be it forever. They thought that poker, about 10 years ago, they thought that poker was going to be like the biggest sport in the world. And that sort of died. You don't see that much on TV anymore. Are you surprised that the world of mixed martial arts, particularly Strikeforce and the UFC, have grown the way they've grown?
No, not really, to be honest. You know, I mean, I've always loved martial arts, and I know a lot of other people have as well, but, you know, translating it over to the sports world, you know, everybody likes a fight. if we're honest with each other, we all like to watch a fight, and, you know, it's an exciting sport. There's so much that can happen in it. It doesn't surprise me, you know. I mean, the athletes are all very, you know, very personable, very different, people from different walks of life, and you know, it's an exciting sport, you know. There are lots of different ways for the fight to finish, and you know, it's constantly evolving, so it doesn't surprise me at all. It's just going to get bigger.
So why do they call you the Outlaw?
Well, I'm from Nottingham, and Nottingham's famous for one thing around the world, and that's Robin Hood, so it kind of made sense. And plus, you know, I don't mind speaking my mind occasionally and upsetting a few people, and I stand out in a crowd with the tattoos and the haircut, so it's kind of fitting.
You know, being able to speak your mind and speak your mind in an eloquent manner, in a manner that people understand, in a manner that people take hold of, I think it's a great attribute. I mean, so many fighters I've had on the show, you know, I have to extract answers from them. I remember early on in Evander Holyfield's career, Evander Holyfield and I were at the Olympic Training Center together back in 1984. That shows you, showing my age a little bit here, but we trained together back in 1984, and we used to eat breakfast together. And he was like a one-word type of guy. You know, I asked him how you were, and yeah, I'm okay. I mean, he was just like one word. And then he became a little bit more of an eloquent speaker, and now the residual effects of boxing started to take their hold on him, and he's not the speaker he once used to be. But, you know, a lot of times they get young fighters on the show, they get nervous, they don't know how to speak, this and that, and it's really important that your mic game is almost as good as your fighting game, because you've got to be able to promote yourself.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I think people forget that we're in the entertainment industry at the same time as being athletes. So, I'm fortunate enough to have educated myself when I was younger, and I only speak for a couple of hours a day. So when I do speak, I've got a lot to say usually.
Okay, Dan Hardy's our guest, folks. Nottingham, England is what he calls home. Now you're not Nottingham now. Where are you currently at? Right now,
I'm in Las Vegas at the moment. I've been here for the past few months, you know, working with a new team of guys, preparing for the next fight with Frank Mir, who's obviously contending for the heavyweight title next week. So it's been a good camp. I'm still trying to adjust to the heat, though. I'm not used to this kind of weather.
Well, you know, it's funny that you brought up the heat, because Barry McGuigan was the Irish boxer who was the WBA featherweight champion and lost his crown to Stevie Cruz, I believe, in 1985 or 86, and he and I trained together, and I was training with Roberto Duran, and he was training, of course, as a lighter weight, as a featherweight. And me and Duran were hooking it up at 165, 170 pounds. Of course, I was weighing like 145, 146. This was at the Grand Canyon Hotel in Palm Springs, California. And what Barry did was Barry took the golf cart from his hotel room to the tent in which we trained in, which was sort of air-conditioned. And then in the morning, he'd run about 4:30 in the morning when it wasn't that hot. So when he became... when it came fight time that day in Las Vegas, was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Under the lights, it was 110 degrees, and he wilted. And I think that's the reason why he lost to a lesser fighter than Stevie Cruz. So this getting accustomed to the heat, man, this is really, really, really important.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you know, fortunately, I don't like early mornings. So by the time I'm hitting the road doing my running, it's usually about 11:30. So I'm catching the heat at, you know, when it's at its worst, but. You know, I don't mind it. You know, it's nice to be out in the heat, and it's good, obviously, for weight management as well. You know, keep sweating out and rehydrating, and you know, keeps your skin healthy and everything. But yeah, I'm just not an early morning person, so the idea of getting up at 4:30 is not appealing to me at all.
Well, we can sort of agree to disagree on that, because I had no choice. My mother was my running coach, and when I was training for fights, I used to stay at her house, and she would come in and like. Literally kick the snot out of me and get me out of bed at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, take me out to the lake, make me run the 5 miles, and then at night she used to have me run hills. So she was my running coach,
yep.
And I credit her for a lot of my amateur success. So I can feel you on that. A lot of times I didn't want to get up at 4:30 in the morning, but she was like, bang on the door. She would bang on my door until the point where I basically had to get up. I mean, I wasn't going to be able to sleep any longer. She would just keep banging.
And you got to do what mom says.
You got to do what mom says. Exactly. You got to do what mom says. We're talking with Dan Hardy, folks, UFC fighter extraordinaire. Of course, UFC coming up next Saturday, May the 26th, of course, in the main event. Junior Dos Santos defending his championship against the very eloquent Frank Mir. Of course, Cain Velasquez taking on the giant Silva. So we'll talk about this card in its entirety with Dan Hardy when we return here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. And if you're checking this out tonight, ringtalk.com, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. Not that difficult, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You'll notice the show's airing live there. Well, during the week, we air the Sunday show. Sunday, we air at 11 a.m. Pacific time as well, where we mix an hour of radio into boxing and MMA. We run that show throughout the entire week because it's usually a wrap-up of the weekend's action. So, of course, we've got Strikeforce going on tonight. We'll talk with Dan Hardy about Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier. Of course, Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. Lots of good fights on Strikeforce, and then UFC 146 coming up in just 7 days. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a miracle croak!
Deliver!
theme from the 1960 show, The Time Tunnel, ABC Television. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Dan Hardy's on our line. He hails from Nottingham, England, where Robin Hood is alleged to have come from. Was there ever really a real Robin Hood, or was he a fictional character? Do you know?
I think a mix of the two, to be honest. I know there's a bit of fiction, but from what I've learned, it was based on a real person. I just think people have, exaggerated a little over time.
Okay, we want to mention our couple of affiliates, 3WE, 1100 AM in Atlanta, GA, and, of course, K-Ship, KSHP, 1400 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada. For those of you listening on the Internet, I welcome you as well. For those of you listening on Cable Radio Network, I welcome you as well. If you're listening on Stitcher.com, if you're listening on any of the many platforms which Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs on, I thank you so much for tuning into the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 27-plus years now. Now, Dan Hardy, let's talk about tonight's Strike Force card. Josh Barnett is taking on Daniel Cormier. I sort of like Barnett in this, and I know people say to me, he's giving up age. And not really, because Cormier is only 1 year younger. But and I think that I'm going to go with the experience here and the fact that, that Josh Barnett is just a double bad dude. He doesn't do anything super great. He does a lot of things real well. And Cormier is a good fighter as well. I think he believes he's unbeaten. So who do you think, Cormier or Barnett?
Yeah, I've got to agree with you. Josh Barnett's had almost four times as many fights as Cormier. And although, Cormier's record looks impressive at 9-0, he's just not got the experience that Josh Barnett's got. I mean, he's got five losses on his record, and they're all to good guys. I mean, Krokop's got three of those wins over him. So, he's been in there with the best guys, and he's performed at that top level, and he's got a lot of experience going in there. Plus, he's the bigger guy as well. I've got to lean towards Josh Barnett in this one.
Okay, what about Gilbert Melendez, my guy here from the city by the bay? Some call it the city by the gay, San Francisco, California. Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. Who wins that and why?
I think it's a tough fight for Melendez. I think a lot of people are counting Josh Thompson out. He's a big guy at that weight. He's very unpredictable, and he can fight hard for the whole fight. Gilbert Melendez has always impressed me. He's always been very active, but I think a lot of people are counting Josh Thompson out, and that might work against Melendez. I'm going to pick an upset for why not. I'm going to go with Josh Thompson. I think he might catch him with something.
All right. Dan Hardy's our guest, folks, UFC fighter extraordinaire. Of course, he's out of Nottingham, England, and he's in the heavy metal. Do you know what Pantera is?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I knew Phil. Me and Phil Anselmo, we used to have a few drinks together. I'll just put it to you like that. We used to party when he used to come to Northern California. I partied with him. We used to tour around Northern California in his tour bus, go up to Oregon, places like that, Washington. We had a good time, but he was one hell of a party guy, and, of course, he's doing his own thing now. And I knew Dimebag, too, the guy that was shot to death on stage. In fact, I was involved in the Great Pantera Beer Toss. Do you know what that is?
I don't know.
Okay, it was when we fill up about 65 or 70 cups of beer on the stage, and then we toss them out to the crowd. And the crowd has to, we toss them in a manner where they come down straight, and the crowd has to catch them and drink them. So we did that a few times, and I remember having a couple of guys throw a beer back at me. But the bottom line is we had a great time anytime we were together with Pantera, and Phil Anselmo, I know, listens to the show on occasion. So, Phil, if you're listening today, a big hello to you. So tell me about this relationship you have with Death Wish Records. You got your own hoodie out or what?
Yeah, we've done a couple of things with them. I'm a huge fan of the band Blood for Blood, Boston hardcore band. I've actually got their logo tattooed on both my legs.
Uh-huh.
Big fan of the band, have been for a long time, and I'm good friends with the guys now as well. And we did a collaboration shirt and hoodie through Death Wish Records, and I've just always been a fan of the band on their label and stuff. So it's just nice to have that connection. Okay. I get a few free CDs and T-shirts every now and then, and it saves me a few dollars when I go to the record shop.
Okay. Now, Frank, you mentioned Frank Mir earlier. Frank Mir was former, I believe, two-time UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, he's the guy that first beat Brock Lesnar when he came to the UFC. He's taken on Junior Dos Santos, the reigning UFC world heavyweight champion out of Brazil. Now, Mir is a sort of like a late step-in or a late substitute for Alistair Overeem. Any? Do you have? how do you feel about Overeem being suspended about that? Do you think that's fair? Or do you think that was just? I mean, they did a surprise drug test on him. And he came up dirty, but he knew that he was going to be surprise tested at least twice in 2012. So does he have himself to blame for this?
Yeah, you know, I really don't think there's a great deal of defense for it. I mean, I don't really care either way. I mean, if that's what he does, then that's what he does. It doesn't affect me in any way, so I really don't pay much attention to it. But he really can't he really can't blame anybody but himself. I mean, the thing is, you know, when you're licensed with a commission, you can be random drug tested at any time, and you know we're all aware of that when we apply for our license. So it's just one of those things, you know. It's a mistake that he made that he's got to live with, and you know it will always be attached to his name, unfortunately. So it's a tough spot to be in, but you know I'm sure he'll get through it and he'll get back on track.
I'm of the opposite opinion. I think he's done. I don't think that because of this, you know, because for years he used to be a skinny 205 pounder, okay, and then he ballooned up to 250 pounds and he was buffed. He was all cut up fighting in Strike Force, and he won the K1 championships earlier this year, the kickboxing championships over in Japan. And speaking of K1, they're coming back May 27th. That's next Sunday. That'll be, I believe, in Paris, France. If I'm correct there. That's K1 kickboxing. But you know, I think he's tarnished his name, and I just don't think that he's going to get back into the position he was. I mean, he was ready to make over $1 million, and he just sort of, like, I hate to say it, but he pissed all that away.
Yeah, it's a tough decision to make. You know, some of these guys like to take these risks, but it is a risk. You know, it's really a toss of the coin whether you're going to get caught or not. And I've never liked those odds. You know, I would always much rather get in there knowing that that I've got there through, you know, just hard work and dedication. But okay. You know, it's one of those things. In professional sports, it's always going to be an issue, and I think, you know, there's always going to be a game where the commissioner trying to keep up with the new ways around it and you know, such and such. So it'd be a shame if we didn't see him fight again, because you know, before he did have that crazy growth spurt in the middle of his life, you know, he was starting to really get it together. He was, you know, catching some people with guillotines and stuff, and I've always been a fan of it. You know, he's a big, strong guy. He's a good kickboxer, and I think it'd be a shame if we didn't see him at competing at the top level again.
Okay. Speaking of top kickboxers, Fedor is going to come back in a couple of weeks. He'll be fighting in Europe as well. Of course, Fedor Emelianenko, one time the best heavyweight in the world of mixed martial arts until he broke his foot. He couldn't kick guys as hard anymore, and of course, from that point forward, when he came to the UFC, he was a flop. Now let's talk about Frank Mir and Junior Dos Santos. Dos Santos is a favorite in this fight. Mir's your buddy. What does Frank Mir bring to the dance?
He brings a lot. That's Frank Mir's advantage. He brings a lot of experience. He's a very well-rounded guy for a heavyweight. You know, you tend to find heavyweights are very good at one particular thing, whereas, you know, Frank really can do it all. I mean, you know, he's a submission expert. You know, if he catches a limb, he's going to take it home with him. And you know, he's got the punching power and the footwork of a middleweight. So he's moving well. He's hitting quickly, and you know, he's looked better in this training camp than I've ever seen him before. And you know, I've been around him for the past couple, and you know, he just looks fantastic. I mean, he's in great shape. He's been doing his conditioning with me, and obviously with me being, you know, 70 or 80 pounds lighter, he's working hard to keep up with me. I really think he's going to be a handful for Dos Santos. You know, a lot of people are counting him out because obviously, you know, Dos Santos at the moment looks invincible. You know, he's on a long win streak, and he's beating the top guys in the sport. But in my opinion, it's Dos Santos has got to come in and prove that he's the champion, because Frank's already been there and done it, and he's beaten a whole bunch of guys that have been in the sport for a long time at the top level. And I really think it's a tough fight for Dos Santos.
Dan Hardy's our guest, folks, and of course he's a UFC fighter, and we brought up the word invincible. And I don't think you can use the word invincible in the world of mixed martial arts, because there's so many different ways to win or lose that, I mean, guys that are on top can make one simple mistake and boom, they're done. So that invincible thing, that invincible tag, there should always be an asterisk next to that. Even in boxing, I mean, guys can lose, but invincible, Junior Dos Santos, some people think he is. Some people think he's the best stand-up boxer in the UFC. Do you think those skills are that type of accolades are warranted or what?
You know, I think he's a good puncher. I think he's got a lot of power. He is a little wild when he comes in with his shots. He's not you know, his boxing looks a lot better on the pads than it does in actual practice. And, you know, that could be a big mistake for him, because those big looping punches, you know, Frank's a much more of a direct puncher, and he could get caught on the way in. You know, but, you know, like you said, no one is invincible. And, you know, he's fighting a guy who is bigger and stronger, and he's got a lot of experience behind him. And, you know, I mean, DeSantis has got a loss on his record, and it is by a submission. And, you know, if Frank gets the opportunity, he's going to take it.
Okay, now before I get to the main event, you'll be fighting on this card as well?
Oh, yes.
Okay, tell me about the guy you're taking on, Mr. Ludwig. Tell me, what is Ludwig all about?
You know, he's a very traditional Thai boxer. You know, he's been in the sport a long time. He's, you know, he's fought a lot of the best guys around. He's been in there. I mean, you look down his record, and he's, you know, it's the who's who of mixed martial arts and kickboxing. I mean, he's even been in there with, you know, Ramon Dekkers, who's my favorite Muay Thai fighter of all time. So he's coming in with a lot of experience. You know, he's coming up a weight class. Obviously, he started his career at a lighter weight class. He was at 155, but now he's stepped up and he's fighting guys who are a little bit bigger. So his work rates are much higher than a lot of the guys he's fighting. So, you know, he's a handful. He always comes to fight. He always comes to win. He's very durable. It's just unfortunate that I beat him in every range, because it's going to be a rough night for him.
He's been fighting 18 years. The guy turned pro when he was 15 years old. Is he worn out?
You know, he's always been very smart with his career. He's always you know, he's always trained hard. He's always surrounded himself with good guys. So, you know, it's difficult to say, really. You know, I mean, obviously, at some point in the future, I think he's going to start to wind down, and you know, and this might be the beginning of it. As it is right now, I mean, he's been looking good. He's been beating some good guys, and you know, and he's staying active, and he's still traveling around and training with different guys. He's not, you know, he's not stuck in his ways like a lot of fighters, you know, get when they get to the later stages of the career. So, I really don't know. I mean, I'm going in there as the best I've ever been, and I'm sure he's going to show up in the best shape that he can be in, and we're going to go at it. But obviously, I know I'm walking away with the victory, so I hope it's not the end of his career. I'm a big fan of his. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing him again in the future, but unfortunately, next week's not going to be his night.
Thanks. We're talking with Dan Hardy, folks. Of course, he's fighting on the UFC card, UFC 146. That's next Saturday. The 26th of May, coming to you live from Las Vegas. That'll be on Facebook, I believe, FX Cable, and pay-per-view starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Last question before I let you go. Cain Velasquez, I've had him on the show in the past, pretty good guy. Of course, he was the UFC heavyweight champion, beating Brock Lesnar and then losing to Junior Dos Santos, taking on the giant Silva. The Silva reminds me of a 7-foot gorilla, and I don't mean to say that in a negative manner. He just, that's what he just reminds me of. So who wins this fight, the gorilla or Cain Velasquez?
It's a real difficult fight to call. I mean, we were matched up with Cain Velasquez before, obviously, the fight changed. So I spent a lot of time, you know, watching his tapes and stuff, and you know, in preparation for the training camp with Frank. And you know, the thing that you can say about Cain is that he works hard. He comes in there and he puts a pace on a lot of guys that they just can't keep up with. He works hard. He's got power in both his hands. He's got great wrestling, and he's very, very persistent. Really, you know, we don't know what Antonio Silva's going to do with that kind of pace. I mean, he's got very, very nice boxing inside. He's got a good ground game. He's got a lot of experience. He trains with good guys. So, really, for me, it's a toss of a coin. You know, Silva's got a little bit more experience, but Cain Velasquez is, you know, he's coming off that loss. You know, he lost his belt to Dos Santos. He's going to be hungry. He's going to be angry, and you know, he's going to have the best training camp of his life because of that fuel that he's got in the tank. So he's coming in there to prove a point, and I think it's going to be his night.
The great Dan Hardy, we thank you for your time, sir. Good luck next week at UFC 146.
Thank you, Mike. Good talking to you.
Dan Hardy of USC.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, tonight, May 19th, on Showtime at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, live from the HP Pavilion in San Jose, California, the Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship of Strikeforce, Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help.
Call 888-831-7489.
If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you.
Call 888-831-7489.
Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone.
Call 888-831-7489.
This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free.
Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Jeff Miancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5-cent fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
Let's dance.
Diva of Disco, Donna Summer, has danced her last dance, passed away this week at the age of 63. May she rest in peace. She's a wonderful lady. She was an inspiration to a lot of young vocalists like Mariah Carey and people like that. And all I can say was the two encounters that I had with her backstage at the Oakland Coliseum, I think it was the Oakland Coliseum Arena, she was very classy. She wasn't the diva type of girl that, you know, you would think she was. She was classy. She talked to everybody. She said hello to everybody. She thanked everybody for coming. I mean, she was a class lady, and I miss her very much. Of course, she passed away this week at the age of 63 because of lung cancer. So don't forget, Strikeforce tonight, San Jose HB Pavilion. Showtime is going to air this at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. It should be a great card. Of course, Josh Barnett and Daniel Cormier in the main event. Josh Thompson and Gilbert Melendez in the semi-main event. A lot of fights underneath. Strikeforce will raise the roof at the HB Pavilion tonight. No question about that. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. And don't forget, on Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we combine an hour of radio with boxing and MMA, and I will bring you some of the interviews from tonight's card of the Strikeforce card in San Jose, California. We'll bring you some of the interviews for tomorrow's show right here on the Sports Byline Network. Don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m., Kareem Mayfield, undefeated boxer, will be here as well. That's tomorrow, Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.